What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Man, we got a lot to get to. Sean Sharif, Cowboys insider Bobby Bell, Choppy out this week on vacation. We got Peyton and Aiden in the back, live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. We'll start previewing the Cowboys Netflix documentary that dropped at, what'd you say, 2 a.m. last night?
Yeah, it was like
2
in the morning, something like that. So I watched the first 15 minutes before I came to work.
All right, so we'll start previewing that at 6:40. Then we'll get into the actual documentary on DallasCowboys.com, The Wall 2.0, if you want to get in your feels and reminisce over Zach, Tyron, and Travis Frederick. 7:20, all the audio from that. We'll ask Reddit with special guest Eric Chiafalo. We have the director of The Gambler on Netflix at 9 o'clock. And then Tommy Yarish, DallasCowboys.com, to also preview tonight. How's practice working this week, and how's it open for the Tolos?
So it is, these are public practices this week out at the Star. They do usually a couple of these at Ford Center, usually 2-3 a year. And so they'll have 2 this week, tonight, and tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. And so those will go for roughly an hour and a half, 90 minutes, something like that. I'm stunned that Brian Broaddus has not already asked to, hey, could we do the show from the Star? Can I be at the Star remote?
Yeah.
So instead, but they've got 6 p.m. cut off all this week. So I'm sure he'll breeze on down the toll road and head up there. But yeah, we got 2 practices tonight and tomorrow to kind of thin out this roster a little bit more.
Let's clean things up from the Ravens game. Yesterday, if you listen to our new segment, Legit or Loco, you know that there is a good amount of Cowboy panic with the way they have looked after the first 2 games. Schottenheimer was asked, what progress? Good question. What progress did you make against Baltimore?
I tell you what, you know, I think when I looked at this game, we went back and we looked at it. You know, the biggest thing I would say, we didn't control the ball. I mean, time of possession was a major problem. We shared that with them this morning. I mean, 40 minutes to 20 minutes is a big, big difference. We did a poor job, you know, playing ahead of the sticks. You know, we need to win first and second down. I know in the passing game on defense, we gave up some easy completions, and they kind of got ahead of the sticks on us a little bit, which put them in favorable third down situations. And then our inability to kind of run the football hurt our ability to kind of play ahead of the sticks. So we just, you know, we forced too many third downs on offense long, and that's a big part of it. That's how you look at a number, and it's that lopsided. And so, you know, the couple things I would say is the complimentary football wasn't there. It needs to be there. I think the biggest thing that I would say to answer your question is the consistency wasn't there. And I talked to the guys about it this morning. I said, at the end of the day, when one of your main 4 pillars that you believe in is physicality, I thought the physical nature that we played with was not good enough.
Yeah, I didn't hear any progress in that status report.
A progress report can sometimes be all Fs.
Yeah, it can be all Fs. By the way, and the halftime stats were hideous. 16-2 in first downs. They were 0-for-4 on third downs. The total yardage was 273-31. They had 11 passing yards, and the time of possession was 24-6. Lopsided on all counts.
That's pretty gross. And that's the thing, is that there is obviously a point where you say, it's preseason, it doesn't matter. And it doesn't in a lot of ways. You don't care how dominant you are. The thing is, you don't want to look awful. And that's the problem, is that a lot of guys so far have looked awful, and that's what's a problem.
He keeps talking about the P word. Is there time? We're 2 weeks away. Is there time to fix your physicality?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, this is going to be another great week of practice. You know, we got a couple fun days of practice, and there'll be padded practices in front of the fans and indoors and all that stuff. But, again, I think very, very clearly, you know, I said to the guys, we don't look at this at, this is just a preseason game. It doesn't matter. I've never said that. I would never say that. It does matter. Every time we get a chance to go out and compete, you compete to win. But at the end of the day, we are trying things, and we are not showing things, and we are in the evaluation business. We're trying to evaluate players doing scheme, simple scheme. But when we go to compete, we want to compete to win.
He's in a tough spot right now in terms of just publicly answering a question like that.
Yeah.
Because if he fully leans into, guys, we're not really doing anything. Okay, then it's, how much are you preparing this football team? You're not going to go out there. You're not trying to win every snap. You're going to get that. Or you're going to get the whole, that sounds like an excuse. He's just making that up. He's trying to pretend like this isn't a problem. Well, then he's also in the position of, it truly is, and a lot of times they're working on things. And so he can't just full on say, yeah, we're just devastated. We're losing these games. This guy's got to step it up. We never wanted to be 0-2 in the preseason. So he's got to kind of walk this balance of explaining, all right, this is really what it is. But yeah, we have not played up to our standard. That's frustrating.
I also don't think as a first year guy, he can be this hard ass in comparison to being like a fifth year guy who has won a lot. You know, like Sean McDermott can and did the other day say, this is not up to our standard. This is ridiculous. Getting destroyed by Chicago. Sean McDermott has won a lot. They're an AFC championship team basically every single year. It'd be like that new guy in Tennessee. Who was that head coach who destroyed Will Levis?
Brian Callahan.
Yeah. It's like Brian Callahan goes in there, no skins on the wall, you're not winning, and you're destroying your supposed next franchise quarterback. You know, I don't think you can take that tone. I don't.
Yeah. No, there's a limit to how critical you can reasonably be here. But the reality is a lot of fans are going to want to hear you just destroy the team right now because they're not going to believe there's going to be any change unless you do that.
Yesterday, I told you and Nick Eatman that I believe Will Greer should start Friday in the finale against the Falcons, and he should play at least a half.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
If not three quarters, Brian Schottenheimer, is it going to be Joe Milton again?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, good answer. Dak is not playing.
Why not Will Greer?
Because Joe Milton's a guy we want to find out more about.
And that was your answer yesterday, that they've had Will around 5 years. They know about him. They want to continue to evaluate Milton.
I think that, yeah, I think specifically Schottenheimer being here as long as he has and being around Greer when he got here and started to develop and did some things for them in the preseason, did some things, quote unquote, but they've been able to see him in these sort of reps before, and they've had him around practice enough. They know what kind of a student he is. They know how he's worked with Dak in the past. And so, yeah, I think they feel like, yeah, we're completely confident in who that guy is. We have no idea what Joe Milton can be right now and how quickly we can get him up to speed.
You know, to counter my own point, having Will Greer go out and have a good game against Atlanta is not enough evidence to say, okay, you're fine at number two. We can't sit here and say, you know, preseason doesn't matter that much and then say, all right, don't worry about the number two spot because he had one good game. But to support my point further, all this, we know Will Greer, he knows the system. He has 52 pass attempts in the National Football League in his whole life. He's played in two games. So it's not like live game reps and bullets cannot help Will Greer. I'd rather him get them because I know Milton cannot be the two. So I'd rather him get them in case he's needed down the line.
That's a fun fact. 52 pass attempts in the NFL. That's about...
Since 2019.
That's about 43 more than I thought he had. So, I mean, it sounds like he's got a world more of experience than I was anticipating. He's been around for a while. But, yeah, anybody can use those reps. Anybody can take those things. I just think that they feel like preseason-wise, where a lot of it is going to be about studying, it's a glorified practice almost. It's just at a faster speed, everything else. I think they feel like Will Greer's generally gotten enough practice reps in his life to know how to prepare for a game. And there's really nothing more that's going to prepare him if he has to step out there.
Yeah, playing in the game. Stop talking to me about the classroom. Play in the actual game.
He ran in a touchdown a couple weeks ago. Up. What are you talking about, dude?
And then Schottenheimer added, it's not that we want Joe to win the job or Will to lose the job. We need to figure out more about Joe. So it'll be Joe Milton again. He graded himself a D against the Rams. As for his evaluation against Baltimore, if it wasn't for the interception, I feel like it would have been a smooth C+. But right now, I still feel like I give myself a D. I got to clean my eyes up.
Ooh, that still feels a little jet. If you're saying the interception was the only thing that kept you from being a little above average, that's maybe a little generous. But no, look, I think I will take issue with one thing Schottenheimer just said there. It's not that we don't want Joe Milton to win the job. I don't think that's, I don't think he's being 100% honest. It feels very much like you guys want Joe Milton to win the job. And it makes sense. You gave up the capital that you did for him. You want him to be the guy. I get it. But yeah, I don't think they want Will Greer to lose it. I think that's accurate, what he said. But they absolutely want Joe Milton to win it.
There are a lot of Tolos after I said Will should start. Bobby said, no, I get it. Keep throwing Milton out there. There's a lot that said, what about Dak? You got Joe Burrow, Jaden Daniels playing last night. RJ Ochoa pointed out there are 7 NFL teams with new head coaches this year. 6 of them have had their franchise quarterback or projected starter see at least some preseason action. Only the Dallas Cowboys have not.
And I would counter, and I love RJ. RJ's a buddy, but I would counter.
He's probably funnier than you, too.
I mean, we know that's the case, is that all RJs are funnier than me and how it just dominates my thoughts when I go home every night. I would counter that to say I believe Dallas is the only one that hired somebody who was in their building last year. Like, so Schottenheimer has worked with Dak before. It's not necessarily the same sort of setup where it's like you got to get in and work with your quarterback.
How is Will Greer going to compete if Joe Milton gets all the reps?
Again, Will gets opportunities to compete different ways. He gets opportunities to compete in practice. He gets opportunities when he gets his chance to play in games. You know, we compete a lot of different ways. You can compete in meetings. And again, I think I've been very clear. You know, we're not naming a backup right now. But the guy that I feel like we don't have as much information on is Joe Milton. I feel like we have more information on Will. Part of our job, you know, I'm learning, like I said, in the first 2 games, and I feel the same way now. I'm learning Joe. I'm learning how you would call a game with Joe as your quarterback. I think that's a big part of it. You know, you're going to call a game with Geno Smith different than you do Russell Wilson. You're going to call a game with, I'll make up, Mark Sanchez different than you do Mark Brunell. You know, and so we're trying to figure that out. But we've also been very upfront with Will, and because I think that's important. You know, hey, Will, here's the deal. Joe's getting the majority of the reps. When you get in there, maximize your opportunities. And not one time, as Will said, hey, Shotty, I don't think that's fair. Why? Because we're upfront and honest, and we're very direct about why we're doing it. It's not that we want Joe to win the job or we don't want Will to win the job. It's like, hey, we need to figure out more about Joe and how he's going to perform.
God, I love his answers. I got all these cuts on here, and Peyton was probably like, why are you asking me for all this? You're not going to play. It's so refreshing. I know you're pissed off right now because they're 0-2, but we go from boring process robot to cantankerous irritation to just calm and genuine and clear and authentic. I'm going to be playing a lot of Brian
Schottenheimer. Pretty dramatic there, Nick.
Win or lose.
I like the honesty, too, from him to say, you absolutely tailor your work to who the quarterback is. I'm not calling the same game plan for Dak Prescott that I am for, you know, Will Greer or Joe Milton or whoever else, because that was something they stubbornly used to claim. It was like, oh, we're doing our same thing. We're the same team regardless of who's in there at quarterback.
It came out 4 hours ago. Bobby was watching it 2 hours ago. Have you watched any of it before work? We preview the Netflix Cowboy documentary that just dropped next on 105.3 The Fan.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.